Hello, everybody. This is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic today. Hope that you're safe, and I hope that you're still buying those records. The vinyl record industry is doing super well right now. If you were to start a business right now and you wanted to know what are the best-selling records, what you can do is you can research it on Google, but there's an easier way of doing this. You can go to Discogs and you can look up under the headings most popular LPs, and you can see the ones that are selling, and it's a lot of them are no surprise. But if you're to start a business right now and selling LPs, that would be the best way to go. And you know what? It really works, because a lot of the sales I get are really the same records I get all the time. People seem to want the same records, you know, such as, you know, Peter Frampton, Live, and Yes songs. You know, it's the same records. Billy Joel sells a lot. Same ones sell all the time. So if you're looking to find what are the best selling records, the best way to do it is go to Discogs, and you'll see on top of the menu selection there, most popular, and you could, those are the ones that you probably should focus on if you were to start your own store. You can open up a store on Discogs. You can open on eBay and Amazon. As I've told you before, the best places to sell records right now, for me anyways, is on Amazon. You know, there's a wide audience on Amazon. It's a challenging to sell there, because you must meet a lot of their guidelines. It's, you know, you might get thrown off their network if you don't follow their rules, and that's really the way it goes. So you need to adjust to their rules. But Amazon is the best place. And then eBay, of course, and Discogs. Those are the three giants for selling LPs. And for buying LPs, of course, Discogs is the best place to pick up. If you're going to buy wholesale and buy lots of records in bulk, Discogs is the best place to sell or to buy your records. And of course, you could sell them there as well, too. Guys, if you need any assistance on opening up your business, I do have an ebook that is available that I sell on Amazon Kindle. I could send it to you for free. Or you can go to the Kindle site and buy it. Of course, to save you money, I could send it to you for free if you just by listening to this podcast. Let me know, and I will send you a copy of the ebook. It's nothing special. It's about a 100-page book. It just gives you some insight on how to sell vinyl records, what to do, how to care vinyl records, how to package vinyl records, all that stuff. And I could send you my email. My email is jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'll send you a free copy of the ebook, How to Sell Vinyl Records. Guys, if you want to be on the show and talk about vinyl records, I'll welcome you. Let me know again. Send me the email, and it'd be great to have you on the show talking about vinyl records. And if you have something you want to promote on this podcast, maybe your store, maybe your band, maybe your book on vinyl records, whatever it is, let me know. Everything is free. I will do it for nothing. So guys, that's my show for today. Keep collecting those vinyl records. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.